paragraph Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into the connect this to Pidyon B'chor. This chapter in Likutei Moran is mentioned in maybe 10 places in Likutei Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal has major, major drushes explaining and expounding on that chapter in Likutei Moran. Phenomenal things. We've covered some of it in the beginning of Orach Chaim. There was a chapter there that spoke about it, and in other places. This is one of them. Paragraph Beis, V'zeh b'chinas pidyon b'chor min ha-koyein be'esrim kesef. Based on this introduction, we'll understand why we redeem the firstborn son from the koyein also with 20 kesef. You know, today we use those 5 silver pieces. Each one of those is 4 kesef. Sheheim chamisha sloim. These 20 kesef are made up of these 5 selas. Ki habriya bichlal hi bechinas malchus, because the creation, when we talk about Hashem creating the world or the worlds, all of those worlds are basically included in the term malchus. Ki ikar habriya hoisa bishvil hisgalus malchusis baruch. We mentioned this many times that the Sifrei Kabbalah ask, why did Hashem have to create the world and worlds? What was wrong with having just Hashem, wall-to-wall Hashem? And one of the answers that's given most often is because one of Hashem's attributes is kingdom, malchus. Ki ein melech b'loyam. And you can't have a king without a nation. King over who? So that's why Hashem had to make creation, so he should have who to rule over. So in the simplest terms, the creation is the revelation of the malchus of Hashem. V'alkein habriya bechlal hi bebechinas sheloike seder. And this is why the creation as a whole is referred to as sheloike seder. Bebechinas chava, malchus, tashrak. The creation is referred to, you know, under the title of Chava, Malchus, Tovshin, Reishkov, Bechinas, as the Gemara says, B'tishrei Nivro Ha'olam. The world was created in Tishrei, Tovshin, Reishyut, reverse order. Tishrei hi Bechinas Tashrak. Tishrei is like Tashrak, Shaloika Seder, upside down. Bechinas Din, which is also referred to as Midas Hadin. Usually, we say when things are going well, when everything is in perfect order, that's nice. That's chesed. That's wake up in the morning, the sun is shining, everything is great, you know, regular, normal. Normal is chesed, kiseder. Abnormal, when everything in my life is upside down, it's terrible. Upside down is synonymous with terrible. Shaloi kiseder is din. When the letters in Hashem's name, the Arizal goes into this, showing us how every single one of the 12 months corresponds to one of the 12 formats of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei can be written 12 different ways. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Vav Hey Hey, Yud Hey Hey Vav, etc. etc. So the Arizal shows how the more in order it is, the more that month represents a month of kindness. Nisan, the month of Nisan, which is the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach, spring, the beginning of spring, all kinds of fat, wonderful things. Nisan is represented by Yud, He, Vav, He, where the letters are in perfect order. Ov, on the other hand, Tammuz and Ov, which are the months of the year which have the most din. Tammuz, the entire month of Tammuz is Midas Adin. There, Hashem's name is totally upside down. It's Hey Vav, Hey Yud. It's the second half of the name is in front of the first half, and the letters, letter number 2 is in front of letter 1. It's reverse. It's a triple reversal. That represents Midas Adin. Ve'ikar shleimus v'tikun habriya kishim kusheres l'Hashem yisborach shu b'chinas keseder b'chinas havaya b'milu alfen b'chinas alav beis keseder. And the main correction and perfection of the creation is when we plug it back into Hashem, who is Hashem is Keseder. Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei in Aleph's, which is Adam, which is Keseder. Ki Iker HaBriya Bishvil HaChochma. Because the main reason for the creation was Chochma, meaning Hainu Lodas Oiso Yisborach. Hashem wanted us to be able to understand him as much as we possibly could. Kamei Shekosuv, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Begin the Yishtemoido in Lei. The world was created in order that we should recognize Hashem, we should understand Hashem, give Hashem the proper recognition, and be able to understand Hashem as best as we can. Ki ze ikar ha-chochma, because that's the real chochma. When we say that there's math and science and history and all of them are considered chochmas, the real chochma, the essence of chochma is recognition of Hashem, understanding of Hashem. And to be deeply attached and connected to Hashem all the time. That's the real chachma. And when that happens, when a person is zoiche to really recognize and be aware of Hashem and reach the highest level understanding of Hashem that they possibly can, and to always be connected to Hashem, V'oz klolius habriya b'shleimus. Then, regarding that person, the entire creation is perfected. U'misnayig hakol k'seder. And everything is in perfect order. Ki klolius habriya b'chinas malchus sh'b'chinas sh'loi k'seder nizbate l'b'chinas odom mo k'seder. Kanal by manam. Because we took the creation, which was Malchus, we said, which was Shaloi Keseder, and we brought it all, we connected it all to Hashem. We weren't fooled like most people come into this world, and they think that the tree is a tree by itself. You know, each thing in this world is by itself. They don't connect it back to its source. They don't realize that this was created by Hashem, and this is being maintained. The only reason why that tree is standing now is because there's light being brought, being channeled from Hashem to that tree. That's what's keeping that tree alive. That's what's keeping it together. That's what's giving it the ability to generate fruit and everything. When we do that, when we connect that, we're connecting the creation, the Malchus, back to Hashem. And again, when we say Hashem, we're talking about recognition of Hashem, realizing Hashem, this Chachma of Kedusha, in a sense. Ukeshenoilad ben b'choyer. When a firstborn is born, zebchinas bria chadosha, that's a new creation. Ki ha'odom hu tachlis kol hanivroim, because man is the most important of all of Hashem's creations. Rocks are important, trees are important, animals are important. Most important is man. V'hakol nivra b'shvil ha'odom, and everything was created for the sake of man. V'hu klolius kol habria, man is a composite of the entire creation. Ki b'ha'odom klulim utluyim kol anevroim kulam kiyadua, because all of creation, all the different levels of creation, the animals, the trees, it's all dependent on man and all connected to man. V'alkein kishenoylad odom boilam, and therefore when a human being is born in the world, Hubechinas bria chadosha. It's like a whole new creation. Meaning, just like when Hashem created the world originally, He created in 6 days, and every day He was busy pumping out all kinds of new things, fish and trees and birds and everything, all leading up to the climax, to the grand finale, which was the creation of man on the sixth day. Everything there was prepared and created for Adam. So that was the completion of creation. Rav Nosnal says every time a child is born into the world, a newborn child, that's also bria. That's like the creation being reenacted. Ve'ikar hu abchoyer. And out of all the children being born, the most important one is the firstborn. Shehu hoylod rishayna. Bechinas bria chadosha. That's the first child to be born. Just like a new creation. So when the world was created, it was new, you know, it was the first creation. V'alkein tzrichin lahachziroi lebechinas keseder. And therefore, it's very important that we take this child that was born in this physical world of shaloi keseder and plug him into keseder. Because the creation, the entire creation, the trees and the birds and everything, which we said is all rolled up into man, that's this newborn, this firstborn newborn child that's been born out. It's all a category of malchus, which is coil of the whole creation, which is shaloika seder. And our mission is to return it all and plug it back into Keseder. Ki habchoyer hu reishis, bechinas malchus. Because the bechoyer is the first. First is malchus. Kamo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, afani bechoyer etneu. I will also designate him as a first, as a king, as a leader, referring to Moshiach. So we see that the Bechoyer is Malchus. And again, when we talk about the attributes of Hashem, number one, when you're downstairs, from downstairs, number one is Malchus, right? Downstairs meaning far away from Hashem. This world, you have Hashem, and then you move away from Hashem, you go from Chachma to Bina, you go down, to the last level. The furthest thing away from Hashem, within the attributes of Hashem, is Malchus. That's the ground floor. That's the first floor. Alkein tzrichen liten habechoyer, b'chinas klolius habriya, b'chinas Malchus, lahakoyen shehu isha chesed, shu b'chinas keseder, b'chinas havaya b'milu alfen. This is why the mitzvah is to take the bechoyer, we said, who symbolizes the whole creation, which is Malchus, which is shaloi keseder, and give it over to the Kohen, who is Chesed. Chesed is Keseder. Remember, we said when the letters of Hashem's name are in order, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, B'milui, Alfin, that's called Chesed. V'yalidei zeh, naseh ha'koil Keseder. And when we take the Malchus, the Chava, the Shaloi Keseder, and we plug it into the Kohen, who is Chesed, who is Keseder, it all becomes Keseder. Because the entire creation, which is Malchus, which is represented by this firstborn child, is being given over to the Kohen, who is Chesed, which is synonymous with Das. Kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Ki sifsei Kohen yishmeru Das. The lips of the Kohen have Das on them. Ki das v'chesed heim b'china achas kemavur b'mokom achar kama pomim. Because as Rabbeinu Zal points out in several places in the Ketumran, das and chesed go together. The more das a person has, as a person gets older, they mellow out. They become nicer, more kindness. Other than those people who get older, Rabbeinu Zal has a whole discussion about this in the Ketumran. That's if, as the person gets older, they get smarter. The more they learn more, they keep reading more and learning more and growing in Das, then they become nicer, more gentle, more loving, more this. The term grumpy old man, a mean old man, refers to those people who are not adding Das. They got all, they retired. What do they do now? They do nothing. Chas v'shalom, rachmona litzlan. Those people, those older people who don't have what to do and are not increasing their das on a daily basis, they become mean and ugly, rachmona litzlan, and grumpy, etc., etc. But in the right path, das and chesed go together, which are the kohen. And this is how we perfect and correct that first child, that firstborn, the Bechoyer, Shehu Bechinas Bria Chadosha, who represents a new creation, like a new world. V'nase HaKoil Keseder. And we make everything into Keseder. We took the Malchus, this firstborn son was symbolic of Chava, the Bria, the Shaloi Keseder, And by connecting him to the Kohen, who is Keseder, we made everything Keseder. Ubechinas Keseder, ubechinas Yud. We said before that Keseder is the letter is represented by the letter Yud. The Yud, Vav, Dalid of Yud. Remember, the Yud was Chachma, which shines down to the Dalid, which is Malchus, via the Vav, which is the pipe. Begematria Kof. And Yud, Vav, Dalid, Yud is 10, Vav is 6, gives you 16, plus Dalid plus 4 gives you 20. Begematria Chof. Chof is the number 20. V'alkein noisnim esrim dinarim l'koyin ba'adapidyan. And this is why we give the koyin 20 dinars, which is 5 sela. Chof kanal, that chof, which represents the tikkun, the keseder. We're trying to make everything keseder. V'alkein poidinoisei bekesef. And this is why we redeem the child with money. Why? Ki hu ashirus v'hamomoyin hu bismoil. Because wealth and money are usually referred to as the left side. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Bismoila Oisha V'chavoid. On the left, you have wealth and honor. Usmoil hu bechinas din. The left side is always din. Bechinas Shaloika Seder Kedua. Din is when the letters are not in the proper order. If you take a look at the plagues, when Hashem struck at Egypt, by one of the plagues, it says, Hine Yad Hashem Hoya b'miknecha, the hand of Hashem is going to be upon your cattle, and Hashem is going to smash them. The word Hoya is Hey Vav Yud Kei. Again, it's the letters of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, out of order. Shaloi Keseder. Shaloi Keseder is always Midas Hadin. And therefore, by us giving these 20 silver pieces, this unit of 20 kesed, to the koyen who is chesed, aydeze machzirim b'china shaloi keseder, shehu ha-kesef v'hamomim b'china smoil, le-keseder, shehu ha-koyen ish ha-chesed, shemon is keseder. We're taking money, which is in itself a shaloi keseder, because money is the left side. The left side is din, the left side is shaloi keseder. We're taking money and giving it to the koyen, who is chesed, who is keseder. That itself is a tikkun, a correction.